All right. All that said, let's go to phone calls.
Ahoy!
Well, ahoy, ahoy. We've got Joseph. Are you with us, Joseph, from Nashville, Tennessee?
I am, Father. How are you today?
Oh, I had fun yesterday. I was laughing a lot today. I'm not so sure. The computers are taking vengeance on me. But what can I do for you, Joseph?
Well, I had a couple questions for you. The first one, so I was reading Jesus of Nazareth, because, of course,
yes.
Pope Benedict is just the best theologian ever.
Oh, and great stuff.
He brought up this really interesting point that, especially when it comes to using God's name and how we treat the sacred scriptures, we've gotten very casual
as Western civilization.
About it. And so I guess I had a particular question on that, and then if you want to sort of elaborate from there. But I'm trying to be careful about books that I have that have the name of God in them, even if it's not sacred scripture. So what I'll do is I'll keep, like, Francis de Sales' Introduction to the Devout Life in my backpack. And sometimes shoes get thrown in the backpack, too. And I always feel really bad about having shoes next to, you know, on top of God's name kind of thing. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what's a good way to remedy that?
I wouldn't worry about that. You know, I mean, if you worry about the book getting smudged with shoeness, just put it in a plastic baggie or something. But, no, I think that you know, that's a real, what you're asking is an extremely, extremely difficult question, believe it or not. How can one treat things like things and yet maintain reverence? You know, well, what's reverence? Reverence is a form, I think, of piety. It's a form of worship to honor something because it has to do with the Lord. And so it's a worshipful attitude. And, you know, when we just throw things around, well, that's not worshipful. On the other hand, you have to, if you want to carry, say, a pious book or the Bible, you got to put it somewhere. And not all of life is a procession with lit candles. So it's a very difficult thing. How do you put your Bible in the backpack with your shoes and still maintain reverence? A tough question, and I will give a stab at answering it. I think it is related to the last question. Superstition is the deviation of religious feeling. Interesting that superstition can be a perverse excess of religion. That's in paragraph 2110. The first commandment forbids honoring gods other than the one the Lord has revealed to himself. It proscribes superstition and irreligion. Superstition, in some sense, represents a perverse excess of religion. Irreligion is the vice contrary by defect to the virtue of religion. So you can either have too much reverence or too little reverence when a thing is a thing. Now, I think that this is, I think one of the ways we have to think about this is through personhood. Does a thing have personhood? Our highest reverence is due persons. And there are three persons in one divine trinity. The Eucharist, the sacred host, that's not a thing, it's a person. Whereas the Bible is a thing that refers to a person. So it's a lesser degree of reverence. You know, you wouldn't genuflect necessarily in front of a Bible, but you would in front of a tabernacle. Are you following where I'm going with this?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so what's your purpose in putting it into the backpack? Well, it's so when I get some time, I can read it. That's a reverent attitude. It's like, throw it over there. That's an irreverent attitude. When I was a kid and we dropped a Bible or a prayer book or something that was sacred, we kissed it. Because a kiss is something very personal. You know, it's how we communicate with our mothers when we're infants. You know, that lip contact. is a very personal thing. But we're not reverencing the thing. We're reverencing the person that it represents. So if your purpose is to neglect something, that's irreverence. But if your purpose is, you know, I'm going to read this later. Maybe I'll put it in a plastic bag so it doesn't get all dirty because, well, that would ruin the book. You treat a thing like a thing, a person like a person, and references to a person quasi-personally, you know. Treat the Bible like you would a picture of your mother, because you love your mother. And you might, even if your mother was far away, might kiss the picture while no one is looking. But you wouldn't hesitate to put it in your backpack if it was properly protected in a nice plastic bag. Are you following this? It has all to do with person.
It does make sense.
Yeah, so fine. You know, I always say, you know, there's no way people can get crazy about the particles of the host. And I personally think that great reverence and care should be given to every single particle of the host. But there are some particles so small as to be microscopic. Have you ever heard of the Jains? They're a religion that are from southeastern India and Sri Lanka. It's a radical form of radical relative to Buddhism and Hinduism. They believe that all life is sacred. Well, that's pretty good. But a devout Jain carries a broom with him in which he sweeps the sidewalk before him lest he step on any creature and kill it. Microscopic technology must be making life very difficult for Jains, because how small does it get that you still have to not step on it? You know what I mean? It must be impossible to be a devout Jain who owns a microscope. Let's get back to the Blessed Sacrament. You know, there are people who are paralyzed by their reverence for particles of the host, in that a microscopic particle, you know, that I couldn't possibly go into a church, because what if there were microscopic particles of the host? Due reverence is to be given. For instance, right now everybody's wearing gloves. I find it utterly awful for a person to receive the Blessed Sacrament in a gloved hand, because then that gloved hand will go into the garbage. That's, to me, beyond the pale. But this excessive reverence that paralyzes us, this isn't from God. It's a fine line that we walk. I always remember that Calvary was not a very sanitary place, yet Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. There's a beautiful scene in the, I'm going long on this, I know, but I think it's important. You brought up an important idea. There's a very beautiful scene in the movie The Passion of the Christ, which is, I think, from the visions of the Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, a German from the 1800s, which is, oddly enough, one of the most Jewish things in the movie. The Blessed Mother and Mary Magdalene are trying to soak up all the blood from the pavement where Jesus has been scourged. And this is a very Jewish thing, because it's a Jewish belief that without your life's blood, you cannot be raised from the dead. So when there's a violent accident, you'll see teams of Orthodox Jews going and picking up every piece of flesh and picking up every drop of blood they can, but they're never going to get it all. So I think that kind of the reverence that in the movie that the Blessed Mother and St. Mary Magdalene show for the precious blood of Christ on the pavement of the Roman scourging place, this is beautiful. However, they weren't going to get it all. These things happen, as we say, in humano modo, in a human way, and we do our best to reverence the person. I hope this all helps a little bit.
It does.